Wittenberg Director of Athletics Garnett Purnell is our guest as we preview another season of Wittenberg Athletics. It's all getting underway, and Garnett, you and I talk each time this year, and it seems like it never gets old. The excitement seems to build, and about this time of year, we're all ready to get things underway.
Yeah, it's great to have the students back, and you know, we actually are looking to have a very good year out there in the athletic arenas, and we are just coming off a fine performance with our student athletes and the way that they handle their academics. We were very, very pleased with the way that they performed this past spring. And, you know, we keep getting better and better. And so I'm really excited for them to begin their season this year. And that's right around the corner.
Let's start with the football team, which opens with a couple of road games. So your community night, your home opener, your big celebration isn't until later in September. So I guess maybe that's a good thing. Does it give you a little bit more time to get everything together?
Well, you know, speaking to our sports information director, Ryan Maurer, he would like to keep it that way permanently. So, yeah, it's been a good thing to, you know, have that start a little bit later. But we got a lot of good things that we're going to do this year with Community Night. We have invited all of the area Little League Pee Wee football teams to come in. As long as they wear their jersey, they get in for free. Coach gets in for free. Thanks to some of our corporate sponsors, they get a free hot dog and a Coke. And then we have inflatables for them that they can kind of jump around in and, you know, use some of that energy that they have still left over from their contests. We're going to do set up a little mini camp for them as well prior to the start of the game. And here they'll learn different skill sets that our student athletes use in playing football. And then at halftime, we're going to have them do an obstacle course that we'll have actually on the field. And so they'll get a chance to show their athletic prowess out on the field at halftime. So we're looking forward to it. We think it's going to be a great evening.
Sounds like Community Night will be better than ever. And when you look at this fall sports season, in addition to football, last year volleyball, another great year, a good year for your soccer teams. The volleyball squad is a top 10 team right out of the gate, and I would think that they have as good of a shot as anybody to win the whole thing this year.
I agree with you. You know, I don't want to say anything to perhaps jinx them or, you know, put added pressure on them, but I really do think that they're going to have a tremendous year. I know that we lost some key starters last year, but Paco did a great job in, you know, recruiting some really talented young ladies to actually fill the void of the seniors that left our program. And I'm really excited for us to get underway, because I really think that we're going to do some good things in that sport along with the rest of our other fall sports. I really think that this is going to be a banner year for us.
Every year at this time, we get acquainted with the new members of the athletic department, whether it be head coaches or assistant coaches. There's always some turnover. Talk about some of the new faces that we will be seeing around here this year.
Well, I'm really excited with some of the changes that we made in staffing. The first one, I think, is very important. We have a new assistant athletic director, Ali Teopis. Ali is going to head the Tiger Game Plan. That it's a new program that we're setting up that is going to be unique to Wittenberg. To our knowledge, no one else in Division III or any of the other divisions has a program like this. And so, you know, we're going to work this first fall semester of putting the components together and then actually begin to implement it in the spring semester. But it's a combination of, you know, life skill development, also professional development, community service, global experience. These are all the things that we're going to expose our student athletes to in a really good way, that then we can then allow our student athletes to go and compete against, you know, other students who are graduating. And we think that this program is going to give them the edge, you know, when it comes to looking for their professional development and also following their professional career paths.
Sounds like some exciting stuff. Now, obviously, one of the things that all athletic departments at any level are faced with, and all universities, it's the tough economic climate that we're dealing with nationwide. As the athletic director, is that the toughest part right now, to make sure that your teams can weather the storm, that your department can weather the storm and still function as well as it has?
Like many other athletic departments, you know, across the country, you know, we were hit with a you know, significant reduction in our operating budget. And, you know, but what you got to be careful of is not to, you know, take too great of a hit where you're really not providing the total experience that you want your student athletes to have. And so the reductions that we made this year, we really think that we'll still be able to give our student athletes the experience that they want and to put a good product out there, you know, in the various athletic arenas. So I think that we'll be okay. You know, my budget was the one that took the major hit. I tried to leave the individual teams' budgets alone because we're kind of at our bare bones right now. So, you know, I just hope and pray that, you know, we can rebound and, you know, enhance the enrollment. And that generally means, you know, no budget cuts. So I'm hoping that we're able to, you know, get better in the future.
Last but not least, you're after the All-Sports Trophy again this year as things get underway. And it started very promising last year with what your fall sports were able to accomplish. I would think that you're optimistic that you guys can make a run at it this year in the conference?
You know what? Our goal is to try to finish within the top three of the conference and everything that we do. And last year, for that race, we finished third. And you're right. After fall, we're in first place. Winner, you know, we're in first place. But you know what? I tell you what, our spring sports are really working hard, and they're going to, they've actually made a significant improvement last year. And I think this year is even going to be better. One of the new people that we got this year is a new women's lacrosse coach coming to us from Lynchburg College. And boy, Nicole is going to do some really good things for our women. She came in the interview process and just, you know, blew all the other candidates away. So I really am fired up about, you know, the type of product that she's going to put out there on the field. And, you know, Coach Penny has really brought in some great track and field athletes this year. And, you know, he's going to, once again, up his performance, or the team's performance in indoor and outdoor track. I really feel good. And I tell you, George Harris is going to turn the corner now with men's lacrosse. You know, we had our first winning season last year in almost 10 years. And so I think that he's ready to make a statement in the conference. And if we can get those sports, you know, along with the other ones to, you know, give us at least just one more higher place in their finish, we're there. Yeah.
Yeah, and it just seems like yesterday we were right in the midst of the spring sports season and things were rolling along. The summer flew by, and now here we are ready to start it all over again. Garnett, as always, good to visit with you, and best of luck down the road.
Scott, thanks so much, and I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share, you know, what we're doing in our department.